Oh, the festival of Halloween. Dressing up, knocking on doors, trick-or-treating, eating too many sweets, terrorising people in the streets. And that's just the adults. Welcome to the Big Pumpkin for day two of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day two of Napod Pomo. Now, yesterday's show was a little bit on the heavy side, a bit like me really. I do have a tendency to do that, but I don't apologise for it. If I was sorry, I wouldn't have done it. What I probably should have spoken about yesterday was Halloween. Now, according to Wikipedia, Halloween is a celebration observed in many countries on the 31st of October, the eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day or All Saints Day. It begins the observance of All Hallowtide, the time in the liturgical year dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, martyrs, and the faithful departed. One theory holds that many Halloween traditions may have been influenced by an ancient Celtic harvest festival, particularly the Gaelic festival Samhain, which may have had pagan roots. Some scholars hold that Samhain may have been Christianised as All Saints' Day along with its Eve by the early church. Other academics believe that Halloween began solely as a Christian holiday, being the vigil of All Saints' Day. Now, of course, being a good Christian household, I had absolutely no idea that Halloween was a Christian observance. I honestly thought it was of pagan origin. But we don't tend to do much in the way of Halloween anyway. We don't even tend to do a Halloween theme for our music podcast. But although we knew we wouldn't be able to participate fully in Halloween this year due to the current restrictions here in South Yorkshire, we thought we'd make an effort where we could. Now, I should at this point call out my good friend and fellow podcaster Yannick, who co-hosts a Star Trek review podcast with me called TL Grey Hot at tlgreyhot.org, cha-ching, and I'm totally going to blame him for what we did for Halloween. I'm a proud owner of a 3D printer, and it's here. If you listen to episode 31 of last year's Napod Pomo episode, I'll just let that settle in for a second. November has 30 days. There was a 31st episode. Yeah. You'll hear me talking about the printer, and about 4 weeks ago, Yannick was talking about a pumpkin that he'd created using some 3D modelling software. Now, he made the mistake of sharing that design with me, and of course, as I had a reel of transparent orange printer filament just sitting around doing nothing, I printed a single half-size pumpkin, which looked incredibly cute. And then I realised I had a box full of fake tea lights, also sitting around doing absolutely nothing. So I put one of these little tea lights inside the 3D printed pumpkin and it looked absolutely amazing. So, an idea begins to form. I printed a full-size one, about 5 inches across, about the size of a CD at the widest part. Is that right? Is that about the size of a CD? Yeah, I suppose it is. And I put a tea light in that. In fact, I actually have the tea light and the pumpkin here. Now, the light for the pumpkin using the tea light was a little bit on the weak side. But then I remembered I'd printed some tea light stands for when we were putting candles in the window during early lockdown to recognise the work, the amazing work of the NHS in the UK and carers. But if you flip these tea light stands that I'd created upside down, they actually make a really good tea light diffuser. And as a result, a lot more light comes out of the tea light. And I put that in there, and it gave the pumpkin a really nice glow. Not only that, it also flickered, so it looked really authentic, as if I had a candle inside it. So in the end, I printed 8 of the small ones, 4 of the big ones, meaning that all 12 of my box of fake tea lights, battery-powered tea lights, were in use. So, for Halloween itself, I took these and I dotted them around the house in various places so that all the front-facing windows in the house had one of the big pumpkins in the window facing out with a little tea light in it. And the upper side and back windows of the house had a little one in. Now, I didn't have any stands, so I had to actually sit them on top of toilet roll tubes so they could be seen out of the windows. And I had a few left over, so I put those just outside the front door, and the whole house just looked absolutely amazing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some photos in the show notes for you so you can see what it all looked like. But it was brilliant, and I was so impressed with it. It was really good to be able to do something with a 3D printer that actually had a practical use rather than just printing stuff because I could. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere where The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know and I will get that corrected. Also, if you've got any thoughts or opinions or questions on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode, please drop me an email. slurp@thebugcast.org is the address, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/pumpkin. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, please be safe, follow the rules. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.